This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by John Pruitt. John's got a fascinating responsibility. He's Senior Vice President, Chief of Supply Chain for CHC, Community Hospital Corporation Supply Trust. He'll tell me the exact title because I always sort of miss it just a little bit, but I know I'm very close. But he's in charge of supply chain for a lot of rural hospitals, mid-sized hospitals, and so forth. And he'll tell us more about the things he's seeing today. Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? What could be done to improve it? And a lot more. John, could you take a moment and just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and your role?
Hi, Scott. Yes, thanks for the opportunity today. Yes, my name is John Pruitt, and I am the Senior Vice President at CHC Supply Trust. CHC stands for Community Hospital Corporation, and Community Hospital Corporation owns, manages, and consults with hospitals. And we also have a group purchasing affiliation program with the Health Trust Purchasing Group. Currently, we support over 120 hospitals and members with GPO services to drive cost out of their supply chain. I came to CHC because of their mission to support rural, community-based, and standalone hospitals. CHC's Supply Trust operates like a virtual integrated delivery network to help bring operational efficiencies to the hospitals and help focus on improving the financial bottom line. Have a great team of experienced supply chain experts that truly optimize the GPO performance to the benefit of the hospitals that we support. Have over 30 years of healthcare experience working in the for-profit and nonprofit health systems, including over 12 years of group purchasing organizational experience.
And so let me ask you, you've had a long-term career in the sort of supply chain world. Is this the most challenging period ever for supply chain? What's your sense of that? Give us a sense of how this compares to other periods of time in it.
Absolutely. I would say this is the most challenging. There's so many challenges that are being thrown at us each and every day. You know, we are watching several trends in supply chain today, but it is a pretty unique time in history.
And what are some of the things that could be done to sort of improve supply chain, and what can people do about it today?
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, so some of those changes or challenges that we're facing, I'll describe and tell you kind of what we're doing about it. So first of all, supply chain disruption. As you know, during the heat of the COVID pandemic, PPE products were seriously low in supply. As we all know, demand spiked through the roof and unreasonably low allocation levels were implemented by suppliers. As a result, utilization strategies with clinical leadership had to be implemented to focus on conserving the critical protection of those limited supply resources. Thankfully, the PPE supply demand curve is generally in equilibrium today. However, in our daily supply chain operations, we're seeing this disruption occur in many other healthcare product categories, such as IV fluid, which is actually kind of a little bit of a deja vu from the past, and also certain pharmaceuticals, just to give a couple of examples. Hospitals will need to continue to focus on clinical integration efforts with their supply chain operations, with an emphasis on utilization and appropriateness of use. Also, the identification of acceptable substitutes, which should include secondary and tertiary alternatives to ensure that products are readily available for patient care. And our supply chain team works closely with our prime vendors to ensure that we have the latest information possible regarding back orders, manufacturer delays, shipping challenges, and other supply chain disruption factors so that we can actively communicate with our members to be as proactive as possible in advance of those supply chain challenges. As a further example, our clinical pharmacy team will work closely with our member hospitals to find alternative medications that may be in short supply and assist with identifying therapeutic equivalents, generics, or even perhaps biosimilar drugs to support the hospital pharmacist. Secondly, there's a lot of issues going on with price inflation. That's another key trend that CHC is following. I believe we've all probably personally felt the impact of the price inflation either at the gas station or grocery store. Inflation's absolutely impacting the cost of consumer goods as well as healthcare supplies, equipment, and services. CHC Supply Trust is a channel partner of Health Trust, and the majority of our contracts are price firm for the term of the agreement. This allows for price protection during that contract lifespan, and our committed compliant model that delivers a significant value proposition for the suppliers that are awarded the contracts on the HealthTrust portfolio, that absolutely translates to lower costs for our hospitals. As a result, our contract pricing is lower than the competition in aggregate. And as inflation continues, we'll have to work closely with our hospitals to prepare for possible vendor and manufacturing conversions to mitigate that impact of inflation. And our members are willing and able to move the product business to the supplier that ultimately is hungry in the contracting process that will result in the minimization of the impact of inflation. And so, Scott, I know you asked, what can rural hospitals do about these challenges? You know, my recommendation would be for rural and community-based hospitals, they really do need to find an active partner, not just someone named on paper or someone that's loosely affiliated, but one that is truly an engaged partner like CHC Supply Trust that provides support and service to their members, just as if they were owned and managed as a corporate organization. So as I mentioned earlier, we operate in a virtual IDN delivery model when it comes to supply chain optimization. Doesn't mean that the 120 plus hospitals that we support do not have a voice in the decision-making process on medical products, equipment, purchase services. The hospital leadership ultimately does make the decisions on product selections, but our team is engaged with the leadership to present the options, recommend the best value for positive clinical outcomes and financial performance, and the bottom line results for our CHC Supply Trust GPO support and service is ultimately a supply cost reduction. And it's typically a minimum of 10%, and we've seen 20 or more percent savings in supply chain. I know rural healthcare really needs that positive bottom line impact and a partner like CHC that can deliver quickly on those results.
John, I want to thank you again for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time. Fascinating world of supply chain and how it's evolving and so forth, and people need partners, they need help on it. You guys serve particularly the rural market, so important. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Scott. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invite.